My goal for you is to use this month to nurture a life that is intentional, that is significant, that is meaningful.
Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 70 of Blissen Up. So before we get started, I want to let you know that as I started recording this podcast, it started to rain and thunder pretty loudly. And even though this is supposed to be a soundproof podcast room, at least that's how I thought I had made it. I hear the noise, so I'm assuming if I hear it, the microphone might pick it up and you might hear it too. But here's the thing. Ever since my father passed away, I've always claimed that thunder is his way of saying hi to me from heaven. It's kind of like sending me a postcard from where he is, because he has spent his entire life sending me postcards from everywhere that he is in the world. And after he died, I claimed thunder as my postcard. I actually talked about him in last week's episode. It was his birthday, and I honored him and remembered him and shared our postcard story in that episode. And it's funny to me because ever since I did that, it has been roaring. I mean, he's just been wild in this season. So today, you might hear some thunder. And if you do, I do apologize for the background noise, but I also hope that you'll just say hi to my dad and know that it is very meaningful to me that he feels so near as often as he does, especially lately. Okay, so let's get started with the episode. Today is officially the last day of August, and if you've been here a while, then you know what that means. Today is the day for reflection and the day where we name our theme for the upcoming month. You see, I've created a framework that I live by, and so do my clients. It's really game-changing. It's a framework of living with intention. Now, the way that I've broken this up to make it really easy is three parts. You notice, you name, and you nurture. Notice what is working, notice what is not working. Name the energy, the theme, the intention you want to step into for the upcoming season, and then focus on nurturing that. Now, for purposes of this podcast, I run through this framework every month, but you can run through this framework whenever it is fitting for you. I also run through this framework on my birthday and on New Year's Eve, and I run through this framework with my kids on school year's Eve. So you can really apply this framework anytime that you feel the need to be a little more intentional about your life. Living with intentionality is a real game changer. It puts you in the driver's seat of your life so that you control what is within your control. Living with intention does not mean that things are always going to go your way. It does not mean that you can avoid surprises or detours or shifts in your life. All of those things are part of the human experience, and they are our teachers. But living with intention is a direction. It's kind of like having a North Star and knowing that you are headed in that direction. And whenever you feel like you're a little bit off path or you feel like you've been detoured, it gives you something to return to, a home to come back to so that you don't forget what you are here for. You don't forget to live with purpose, with principles, with your own personal power, and with perspective. So that's really what this whole experience is about. Now, the theme that I chose for August was Anchor into August. And I have to tell you, I was sharing this with my hub members last week. There are certain themes that just land, man. They are so powerful. Like everything in life, there are some themes that are more powerful than others. And anchor was big. It was huge. And the way that I know is huge, not only, I mean, this happens to me a lot, I have to admit, but not only did I get so much feedback from my one-on-one clients and from my hub members of how they were anchoring into service, anchoring into confidence, anchoring into gratitude, anchoring into relationships, anchoring into their business, anchoring into their habits. I mean, I got so much feedback in terms of how my clients were anchoring in August into their things, into their life. But in addition to that, I would see the word everywhere. I mean, this word came into my heart. I always say, I got this from my friend Daisy. She always says, "Oh, you got the download," and she rubbed it off on me. And now I use that word all the time. I do feel like I often download ideas and words and concepts because since I am open and constantly engaging in reflection and journaling and connecting to the highest version of myself, to the universe, to God, to source, I'm always in connection. I guess I get a lot of downloads. So I downloaded this word anchor. It just came to me. And ever since I downloaded it, I see it everywhere. It's so synchronistic. Now, I know about the reticular activating system. So, you know, I know that I've activated my reticular activating system to be able to see and identify the word. But I swear I never saw that word before. And now I see it everywhere. So I'm receiving it as a little bit of a synchronicity, a suggestion that that was exactly the word that I was supposed to use for the collective and for myself. It's really a confirmation that we're on path. So August for me was a time of anchoring into my craft, into my personal growth, and into my relationships. Those were the three areas that I really anchored into. I launched the hub in August. We've been meeting weekly every week for the last month or so. And I was able to start off the hub with a back to basics challenge. And I really anchored into serving my hub members, upgrading the back to basics reset experience for them. I participated in it, which activated my own personal growth. It was really just so fun to dive deep into my craft and into my work. I felt that by using that theme of anchor, it gave me permission to really focus and get grounded and sink my heels into my craft this month. I also anchored into, like I said, my relationships. This month, there was a couple of things. One, my kids were going back to school. Things change in the Rodriguez household quite a bit. With our five fingers, we are out of the box thinkers and we are not afraid of making changes when changes are necessary. If you want to know more about that, I did an episode called Getting Off the Bus. I think it was episode number 17 or 18, Getting Off the Bus. And I talk about being able to make changes. But this month was a big change for us. Two of my sons started in new schools this year for different reasons. And it was a time of excitement and new beginnings, and also of a little bit of grief for what no longer is, right? With Justin in particular, my middle son, he was leaving a school that he was happy in to go to a school that was revolutionary. And I had a big influence on him on going to that school. I didn't make the decision for him. I let him make the decision. But even though he made the decision, it came with some grief of leaving his old school and uncertainty of whether he was doing the right thing or not, and of excitement, but also nervousness of what was coming in the future. It was such an impactful time, and it was so beautiful because my theme of anchoring in, I thought, I really need to anchor into my principles, into my Stoic philosophy, and into supporting my son during this time. And that allowed us to have some deep, incredibly deep conversations, so much so that I think I'm going to make an entire podcast episode on it, because I talked to him about the experience of going from something that is good to the possibility of something that is great, and the grief that goes into that, the fear that goes into that, the energy that goes into that, and the grace that we get to have with ourselves in the process. It was so beautiful. It was such a growth opportunity for him. And also, it was an opportunity for me to be able to mentor him in that growth. And I was anchored into that moment. And I was so grateful for that moment. And I also started in my friend Betsy's life coaching a certification program. She has a great program called Faith and Growth. And it's been on my radar to do for quite a while, but I hadn't gotten around to it. It's funny, I'm actually one of the mentors of the program, but I really wanted to go through the program as a student. And I anchored into that this month. So this month for me personally has been anchoring into principles, growth, my craft, and my relationships. And that has felt so incredibly supportive. So now I ask you, what have you anchored into this August? And if anchor wasn't your theme, what was your theme? And what did you do about it? How did you nurture it? What worked for you? What went well? What are your successes? What do you want to celebrate? What did you enjoy? What are you most proud of? Take a minute to think about that. Feel it in your heart. Don't just roll into the next month without stopping to catch your breath, to notice, to pay attention, to receive recognition for all of your efforts. That is the power of this framework. You also want to think about what you don't want to carry with you into the next month. What do you want to release, let go of? What limitations have been holding you back? What didn't work so well last month? So once you've gone through that exercise of what worked and also what didn't work, what you want to leave behind in the month, what you don't want to take in with you into the next month, then you can really start to think about what energy do you want to step into in September? This is such an important question. And I have to say, I went through this exercise with my hub members. And what I did in this last coaching call was I gave them a worksheet for them to go through this reflection process on their own. And at the end of that reflection process, they all had themes for September. Like those themes came so naturally to them. And I thought it was such a beautiful exercise to witness. They knew exactly what energy they wanted to step into for September. So the theme that we chose for the collective is, drumroll please, strengthen September. Now, I have a confession to make. Last year, in September, my theme was simply Soulful September because I was going into the fall season and I wanted to just simplify. I wanted September to be like a time to savor the fall. Like, we're going into the fall months. We're going to light candles. We're going to simplify everything. We're going to organize everything. It was just going to be like a soulful, soulful September. And a part of me wanted to repeat that theme this month. I wanted that yumminess of September all over again. But I noticed that energetically is not what I was being called to this month. This month, I have a super active month. I'm going to be traveling the entire month. We're doing our core challenge in September. There is a call to get stronger, to strengthen our systems, to strengthen our relationships, to strengthen our physical bodies, to strengthen our spirit, to strengthen our capacity. So even though my desire, my wish is for a simply soulful September vibe, it wasn't the vibe that I was getting this September. And because of that, I am obeying. I'm answering the vibe of the September, and I'm preparing for that. Hey there, I'm taking a quick pause from the episode just to let you know that I have created something for you this month that I think is super fun. It's a 31 Simple Ways to Strengthen September worksheet. This is going to be a fun way to strengthen your mindset, your wellness, and your relationships. So make sure that you go to carolinedeposada.com/September. carolinedeposada.com/September. And you can also find it on my show notes. Back to the episode. Now, because I love that simply soulful vibe, I'm going to bring that in with me to September. Even though I'm going to focus on strengthening areas of my life that need strengthening or that I want to get stronger in, strength is the approach I want to, or the energy I want to show up in September. I'm going to need that strength in every area of my life. But even though that's going to be the energy and the dominant force, the North Star, I'm going to incorporate some simplicity and some soulfulness into my month. Why? Because you can bring with you what serves you from the past. You can stack on to your themes. It's not all or nothing. It's not like if we do strength in September, we can't be soulful. That's not how it works. And that's why I'm sharing this with you, because there are no rules. There's just rituals and rhythms. The rhythm of this month is calling for strength. I know it in my bones. I feel it. I see it in my collective. I see it in my clients. We all need to tap into our strength this month. But we can do it with simplicity. We can do it with soulfulness. We can savor the moments. Why not bring that in to the month? So, what is your theme for September? What will serve you in September? Are you going to focus on getting stronger in certain areas of your life? Where is your strength calling for you? Do you have to make a difficult decision, maybe in a relationship or at work? Are you going to be traveling and you need to be strong in your immune system, in your habits, in your routines, in your systems? Does your business need to strengthen? Does your marriage need some strength? Do you need to get to the gym? Where are the areas that you are going to strengthen? Maybe it's your faith, your spirituality, whatever it is, my goal for you is to use this month to nurture a life that is intentional, that is significant, that is meaningful. Dare to do that, and you will start to enjoy the synchronicities and the magic, letting you know that you are on path. So this is what I invite you to do. I invite you to take a picture of yourself and post on Instagram with a hashtag of Strengthen September, and let me know if this theme has served you well. And if you have your own theme, then hashtag that and tag me at Caroline De Posada so that we can play together and enjoy together. Oh, and you can also go into my Blissen Up Facebook community. I have a free community called Blissen Up, and you can put your theme in the Facebook community. It's our own little private community where we can talk about all things podcast related and things that elevate our mindset, our wellness, and relationships. So Instagram and or Facebook, I hope to see you there. I hope that this month we can get stronger together. This will be a beautiful transition from August to September, because once you're anchored, you are steady enough to grow stronger. Okay, everybody, happy Sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.